This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Jake Blood. Jake is the director of the Yancey County Economic Development Commission, and he's with us today to talk about the Burnsville Main Street program. He has some exciting news for us. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on. As you'll recall, back in September, Burnsville was selected to participate in the Small Town Main Street program. And we've been meeting once a month since September and talking about plans and what we'd like to do with the downtown area of Burnsville. And at our last meeting, we had a briefing that was kind of a culmination of all the data that we have collected over the past couple of months that will give us an idea of what direction the Main Street area in Burnsville can go in. For example, part of the data that they collected was looking at, of course, the economic impact. And basically, they took the median income of a normal family, how they would spend that, and looked at how much was actually being spent in the downtown area. And it turns out that there are a number of places where we are bringing in more income than you would normally expect for a normal family to be spending. So what that tells us is that the Main Street area has the potential to serve as more of a regional market. And if you go down there, you'll kind of notice that. That's where a lot of the people that are coming in to visit Burnsville are going to be spending their money there. And it's not just the local families, but it's people coming here to visit that are also spending money in our downtown area. And they really recommended that we kind of play up Burnsville as a day destination. Mm-hmm. A lot of people visiting the mountains are going to be going mainly to Asheville. And if we can bring those folks that are going to Asheville or to Charlotte, this is a day trip up from there and get them to bring their money and spend it here. They said we got a good retail mix. We've got about 32 businesses in the Main Street area that we're looking at, and the mix is pretty good, and we've got good traffic generators. The library is located down there. Track is located in the downtown area. We've got both the county and town buildings located there. And we also have, when you think about it, the theater is located there, the New Ray Inn, and the Parkway Playhouse. So we've got a number of good traffic generators for the downtown area.
The town of Burnsville has a beautiful town setting with the square, and then certainly just off the square. Seems a real pleasant place to be.
Well, and that's one of the things that they noted about Burnsville was that our town square. It's a beautiful location. They noted that we do hold events down there, and they encouraged us to keep holding events down there, but they did add one caution. We don't want to close down the streets by having huge events because that ends up taking away from the retail business, but to use it as events to generate visitors coming in and encourage them to go down and visit our businesses that are located on the Main Street area. They recognize the great variety of buildings that we have in the downtown area. The New Ray Inn was built sometime back in the 1820s. The library used to be the bank, and that was built back in 1927. The town hall, built in 1908. And then most of the buildings along the West Main Street were basically built back in the 1910s, 1920s. So we've got a good potential, they said, if we wanted to look at getting a historical district designation. That might be a possibility, and there are some tax benefits to the businesses if they do that in tax credits. But it's something that we probably will be looking into. We're not going to definitely do that. It's just something that we're going to be looking into. Another thing that they noted about the downtown area, though, is that our town square, they described it as unlike any other, just the way that you go up there and have to yield if you're on the circle instead of it being a traffic circle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that has a lot to do with the history here in Yancey County and with the truckers having to drive through there, not wanting to have to stop and wait for the traffic on the square. They also noted that it was a very walkable area, and that's something that you want to have if you're visiting downtown Burnsville.
Jake, now you've talked about all these things that could be. Tell us about some of the ways you're going to accomplish these things.
Well, the purpose of the Main Street program is to get the local citizens up and ready and organized to go about accomplishing the things that have been identified that they think that we can definitely do. We still meet on the first Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock in the town hall, and everybody in Yancey County is invited to come to those meetings and participate. Working through the Main Street Committee, we have two people coming up from the North Carolina Department of Commerce Office of Community Assistance that help guide us in our effort.
If somebody wants to volunteer and be at these meetings, is there a number they can call to get more information?
Absolutely. They can give me a call at the Economic Development Commission. My phone number is 682-7722.
We thank you very much. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.